for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Friday evening, December the 27th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Works of the Flesh, the Armor of the Enemy.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
He's good. How many glad to be alive today?
Amen.
How many know that if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be?
Amen.
How many know we have an adversary?
Amen.
How many know sometimes that's us?
Most of the time.
Who said that? Good word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your love and your goodness and your kindness and your grace and your mercy. Lord, as the man said, there's just no way to fully describe you. There's no way to fully describe you, Lord. There's no way to give you enough thanks. There's no way to give you enough glory. But what we have, we give. What we have, we give, Lord. Lord, you're holy. Thank you, Lord, that those that are born again have been made holy too. You set us apart. You sanctified us, Lord. You, Lord, before the foundation of the world, you're preparing us for good works. So, Lord, let good works come forth today and tomorrow and the next day. And, Lord, your word promises that you'll take us from glory to glory. And your word promises that you haven't started a good work that you're not going to finish. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
thank you for working on me.
Thank you for working on me.
I give you permission,
I give you permission.
To do more than even you've ever done before. From this point forward. Father, we just thank you that you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You've given us the keys to the kingdom, Lord. I bind a strong man now in the name of Jesus and signed against every bloodline here. But, Lord, I also repent for every one of us. I confess every one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that our only appeal is the blood of Jesus. Then the only thing that we can do is approach you through your mercy, and we're grateful for it, Lord. Your mercy endures forever, and your mercies are renewed every morning. And so, Lord, coming through that blood and in the authority you've given us, I do bind the strong man assigned against every bloodline. I bind the strong man assigned against this ministry in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to send your warriors into the heavenlies here and cut off every principality, every dominion, every assignment. Cut off Baal in the heavenlies, cut off Jezebel in the heavenlies, cut off Mercury in the heavenlies, cut off Apollo in the heavenlies. Cut off any spirit, Lord, that would hinder this work, any fallen angel that would hinder this work, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that every mind-blinding spirit, deaf-dumb spirit, hidden work of darkness be bound in the name of Jesus. Any cloak, any spirits that would hinder this, the deliverance that would go on in this camp. Any lying spirit that would keep men and women blinded to things that they need to see, we break its power in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes, Lord. It's in your anointing that yokes are destroyed. I'm going to say right now, Lord, without you we can do nothing. This is all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. Have your way. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and do what only you can do. Let your gifts work, Lord. Manifest your presence here. Let God, Yahweh, Jehovah, arise and the enemy be scattered. Lord, we bless you and we love you and we thank you for your goodness. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength here. Let godly sorrow that leads to repentance be poured forth where it's needed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you, Jesus, are the deliverer that comes from Mount Zion. Come and do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. If you agree, amen now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You know there's power in agreement. We're all stronger together than we are apart. Now, you don't want to be unified just to be unified. You want to be unified in the Lord. That's the unity He wants. The unity He wants amongst His people are those to come into agreement with Him and therefore be in agreement with each other. How many know it's not okay to be in a disagreement with God and in an agreement with somebody else? That causes a lot of trouble, doesn't it? It causes a default, lets the enemy have his way. Who's here for the first time? Anybody? Everybody's been here before. Let's praise the Lord for it. Thank you. And we're also delighted for everybody that keeps coming back. Listen, you keep coming. Keep coming. Keep pursuing deliverance wherever. Listen, God will show you. There are other places. We thank God for this one. 40-something years. Glory to God. Let there be 10,000 more across the earth come to pass that way. There are places, but this is a holy place that God has used in a mighty way for a long time. I know for my life has changed drastically for having come here. And it continues to. And you just never know. No matter, listen, there's not going to be a minister in this room that will come and say, I am totally free. I don't have a demon one. Quit, brother. Listen. I don't know anybody that does enough battle with these things that would be bold enough to make that statement. Because, listen, if it be so, it be so. But we're going to be humble enough to say, if it's in me and it doesn't look like God, I want it out. And the minute you get in pride, you just got another spirit that brings destruction. The minute. The moment. If you want a test, go ahead and declare who you are outside of Him. He's a good, good Father and He loves us. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, that's it. Even like the thing about generational curses, there are people who say, well, that all ended with Jesus because He became a curse. He hung on a tree, and He who hangs on a tree is cursed. And He did it for us. Well, the truth is, He did it for us so that we don't have to be. But I want to tell you, it doesn't take any big, deep, rocket science kind of mind to look around and see the curses that go from generation to generation to generation to generation. Bible says 3 to 4, but if nobody ever repents and gets delivered, how far back does it go? And yet you look in the same families and they've got incest and they've got anger and they've got fear and they've got disease. It goes from one to the next to the next to the next. Let somebody repent, stand up, and break this cycle.
Amen.
Say, Lord,
I want it
stopped.
Beginning with me.
And then down through my bloodline. Help me to believe. Show me the truth. I'm asking. In Jesus' name. This is a deliverance, Ken. Now, within deliverance is a complete mess. It's the gospel. Listen to the gospel. The good news is salvation. Right? Within that comes deliverance. Synonymous words, actually, salvation and deliverance. But the good news is the full news of the gospel. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, change your mind. Change your mind about the sin you've been in turn. But it starts in the mind here. Metanoia, turn. So first you change your mind about the sin that you've been in, the sin your ancestors have been in, and you say, I'm going to agree with God. And you then, listen, as a man thinketh, so is he. So you turn and begin to walk in the ways the Lord would have us walk. If it's all here and it never gets to here, you'll walk in the works of the flesh. And we can cast, I mean, listen, we can cast 2 million demons out of here and you can go back and get them all. I mean, we can become revolving doors for the enemy. I don't want to be a revolving door for the enemy. So we're going to have a full... I believe you'll hear everything you need to hear to be able to walk out some more freedom if you've already been walking out or walk in some that you've never had before this week. Don't ever think you already know it. How long have you been doing deliverance, Brother Moody?
About 4 years.
You still enjoy getting more?
Sure.
Sure he does. Huh? Right? 44 years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your people. God loves people. All right, if you haven't been here before, and I'll just go through the housekeeping before we go any further. Those that are in these dorms and such, they'd like to call it lights out at 10 o'clock. Nobody's going to come look at your room and shut your light off for you, but be aware that at 10 o'clock it needs to quiet down. Just for those around you. Please don't bring food into the rooms because it brings bugs into the rooms. And so water's fine, but don't bring anything else but water into your rooms. You want to step outside and either come in the kitchen or anything you do now. There might be gifts and talents in here beyond the ministries that are here. It's all of God anyway. Any good thing, any real thing, anything with a true anointing comes from God. Nobody owns the anointing. It's Jesus. All right? But all the same, there are those under authority here that have been given the pulpit or be on the prayer team. And we just ask you just to sit and be ministered to. Don't come in here as a minister unless you've been appointed as a minister. And just sit and be ministered to. And I will tell you, we'll be doing deliverance throughout this week. Demons will be called out. Don't be worried about the one over here. Don't worry about the one over here. Let it be between you and God. Don't go into your intercessor mode. Hear me. Don't go into... Now listen. Because if you're interceding for somebody else, you're not going to be receiving. There's a time and a place for everything. You can listen to me. You can intercede in your room. You can but when the ministry is going on up here, okay? Don't be the intercessor. Whenever there's group deliverance coming. Okay? Now, in the mornings when we pray, if you're not up here, we ask you to be repenting. Talk to God. Alright? If you want to pray, you want to intercede when somebody else is up here, that's a place and that's a time for it. Just don't do it loudly. Okay? Don't do it loudly. Do it under your breath because it will distract what's going on up here. Now, I'm saying that because you react to things sometimes. Alright? So sometimes there are things that happen and then we have to address them. So just saying, if you get up at 6 in the morning, there's bonus deliverance happening at 6 in the morning. Great things happen when people show up. And it's personal deliverance with you and part of the deliverance team. And if you'll get up and come, then God will bless you. I know you. Go through greater depth. Please don't prophesy to people. If you've got a word from the Lord, keep it and give it to them after this weekend's over. The Bible says we're to know those that labor among us. Alright? So if we don't know, if Merrill doesn't know, and he's the leader. So if we don't know, then we just don't know. As I said at first, man, you may walk in a greater anointing. But it's just not the time. How many know that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet? There are people who rip out in tongues in the middle of a Baptist church that doesn't believe that way, and they're out of order. Yeah, they're out of order. Because that's not building the body of Christ, that's tearing it down. Not that they're not right in being able to pray in tongues. It's just the order of things. Amen? So we want to stay in a godly order. All right? God bless you. Be excited. He's the King. He's the King of Israel. And I'm going to tell you something. Just coming under godly authority, I'm going to tell you right now, and everyone that is ever really gets a full understanding of deliverance begins to understand authority, because if we don't come under authority, we're going to get whooped. That doesn't mean control. It doesn't mean control. Like I told you, when y'all go home, man, how you interchange with each other, that's all y'all's business. And God's. And we're just going to pray for the goodness of God, and that whatever needs to get spoke, if it does get spoke, but let's just do it in order. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to talk about the works of the flesh, and I've come to call it the armor of the enemy. You know the works of the flesh bring forth rotten fruit? How many like rotten fruit? Well, let's begin with the scripture. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication. And by the way, as we go through any of this, everybody say, Father, if this applies to me, I'm asking you to convict me in any area. And even if I've been repented, but not delivered and healed, I give you permission to do that work in Jesus' name. So as we're going through these things, if the Lord quickens you, be real with Him. Be real with Him. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, heal me. Works in the flesh are evident. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Servant of the Lord Paul is following up on the words of our Lord spoken in Matthew 7:21. He said, that which comes out of the man is that which defiles a man. Mark 7:21, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. He goes on to say, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. And all these evil things come from within and defile the man. We have three enemies. And I'm going to place them in this order because I believe this is the correct order. Now, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That doesn't mean human beings, the other humans, are our enemy. But within us, you've got the flesh. It's your number one enemy. Because the next is the devil and the demons. And the third is the world system that's operated by the devil and the demons. Okay? But listen to me. Ain't no devil make you do anything if you don't have agreement. Now, they gain agreement. Sometimes we inherit the agreement. All right? But listen, my daddy could have been a fornicator, but my daddy never made me go sleep with a woman when I was a fornicator. He didn't do it. I did. You get that? Now, the same devil that tempted me that I used to do it, just agree with him, with impunity, now he can tempt me. I have the Holy Ghost. I can say no. You need to know that the devil is like the cheerleader for your flesh. And many of us, that have, as you get delivered, listen to me, so you're no longer a fornicator, you're no longer an adulterer, you're no longer a dope smoker, you're no longer a wine bibber, and you're not doing that party life, all the revelry and all that stuff, the devil's going to try to get you to get offended. And make you think that offense isn't as bad as that other stuff. He's an equal opportunity destroyer. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, and once you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we were once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Say, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I renounce disobedience and the lust of the flesh and fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Thank you, Lord, I'm a child of the light. If you're in this room and you're not born again, I pray the Lord quicken you and show you. I pray that He showed you. Because everything we do here is for naught if you're not one of His children. Everybody who is, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Galatians 5:16-17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. Now, before I gave my life to the Lord, I did all that stuff, and I didn't care. I mean, pick one of those listed as worthless bastards. Do them all. I never murdered anybody. I consented or counseled abortion. That's murder. Murdered people with my mouth. But when you get born again, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. When you get born again, there needs to be a war.
Amen.
If there's no war, if there's no change, listen, sometimes, listen, we go from glory to glory, so we should start looking better and better as we walk our life out, knowing how much we need the Savior. The more you know Jesus, and the better you behave, the more you should know how messed up you are.
That's right.
Hear me? And how much you need Him. Even though you don't act like you used to. But if there's no change, in other words, if you're sitting there and you think, well, this and that, there's no change into your behavior. No, and you don't have any place where you feel that, listen, guilt is to bring you to God. It's not to live in, but it's to bring you to God. That ashamed of your behavior is to bring you to God to take care of it. We don't live in walking shame. But if you can sin with impunity, something's wrong. You're either not saved or something is blocking your walk because you're not seeing the truth of God's goodness. Ephesians 5:18. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. You know, you can get some other spirits if you want to drink enough wine. Whole world. I mean, listen, the world, you go to a liquor store and you see the sign out there, it says wine and spirits. Come on. I know a pastor. The man has a gift, a preaching gift, and he's on fire, but they kept playing with alcohol. Playing with alcohol. Preaching openly to his church body, it's okay to drink. Coming from a background of drugs, let me tell you something. All I know is that if you walked in that fire of hell's fire of drugs and alcohol and all of those things, why do you want to get close to see how hot it is before you can get burned? Because you're going to fall. You keep playing with fire. I lift that man up in the name of Jesus and I pray for godly sorrow because it went way beyond the alcohol. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. Everybody say, Lord, forgive me. For all of that. I repent, Lord. The foundation of deliverance, first of all, is being saved. Alright? When you get saved somewhere, if you're truly born again, a transaction happened. You know, they have what they call the sinner's prayer, whatever the thief on the cross said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. But there's a belief that He's the Savior. There's a belief you're saved. You've got to know you're a sinner. What? Why do you need a Savior? Listen, the number one reason is because we sin and we're doomed to hell. I remember an old preacher, when I first got saved, he said, the number one reason I got saved, I don't want to go to hell. Well, that'd be pretty good. I don't want to go to hell either. All right? We need a Savior. There's billions of benefits to serving our King. Okay? Who could describe them? Every story in here is unique to how God is. The same but unique. Like snowflakes, right? But you've got to get saved. But the first thing to do to be saved is to repent. John the Baptist. Precursor to Jesus. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus follows him up. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's what I said, turn. So you've got to turn. But that's that general, most of the time, for most people, especially in the Western world, because of ignorance, we just say, Lord, I'm a sinner, forgive me. And that's enough. If you really believe, real deal, he knows, you know. No, you can say it all you want, but if you say it with your head, not your heart, and you don't really do it, a real transaction with God, nothing's happening. He reads the hearts. But that is like a shotgun. A shotgun is a broad pattern. I confess, Lord, I'm a sinner. But this deliverance is more like rifle shots. Rifle shots. It is pointed confession of specific sin. Pointed confession of specific sin. Boom. Israel is an example for us. For those that listen, I've seen many, lots of times of people that come in. A lot of times people listen. We love the prophetic. There's a lot of times that God's people will look things through the lens of what they operate in. And a lot of times people want to say, well, Jesus just boom, and they were clean. Well, he was Jesus.
Yep.
For one. Jesus.
Really?
Jesus. And it would be awesome if we could just say some quick prayers in here. And then we say, boo, devil, every one of you leave.
Yeah.
And everybody get a massive deliverance.
Yeah.
And they'd be all. But it doesn't seem to work. Mm. The Bible tells us that Israel was an example for us. So you go back and look at Israel. They're going into the promised land. Okay? I mean, the promised land's not heaven. Know that. Because the promised land had giants in it. Heaven ain't going to have giants. Okay? How many know we got some giants to face? How many got giants? So God told Israel, we're going to go into the land bit, and I'm going to go before you, and we're going to take the land bit by bit. He said, lest the wild beast devour you. Most people, if all the demons left at once, they'd just be flat nuts. They wouldn't even know who they were. Because I want you to hear this. If your parents didn't walk in deliverance, and walk in repentance, and walk in forgiveness, then I'm telling you right now, in many cases, all of us were shaped by demons growing up. Our personalities were shaped by the demonic. The way you feel, the way you think, the way you... And if everything went at once, you wouldn't even know who you are.
That's right.
And even in taking this ground bit by bit, there are times that, I'm just telling you, that we need to pray, and we do pray with people. Lord, I trust you in this process, because as everything starts getting undone, you've got to, the Lord will rebuild, but you've got to walk it out with Him.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we're not supposed to walk by our feelings. If you walk by your feelings, you're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. We walk by faith and not by sight. Even when I don't feel it, He's working. Even when I don't see it, He's working. Right? We've got to take His Word as the plumb line for everything else. And then let Him put the feelings in order. But we've got to repent. Lord, forgive me. Everybody say it with me. Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
James 3:13-16. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. In the King James, it would say, for where envy and strife exist. Everybody say, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For all envy.
And strife.
Self-seeking.
Self-seeking.
I break the power,
of confusion.
And every evil work.
In Jesus' name.
Go ahead and take a deep breath. Let him know. Let him know. Let him know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, one thing I wanted to say, there's some people here that are new. And maybe a reminder to those that aren't. These demons are going to come out typically out of your mouth by breath. Okay? And when you start calling spirits out, take a breath. You might yawn, sneeze, cough, burp. I did a group deliverance one time and told these people this, and And then I started the deliverance, and this gal burped for about an hour and a half, and the other lady accused me the next day of making her burp for an hour and a half. I didn't make her burp. I don't have that kind of power. But Jesus made her burp because the demons were coming out. And they were manifested in her burp. Burp, yawn, cough, sneeze. Wherever it comes out, let them go. Don't stop it. And if your neighbor, and listen, sometimes it's just tears. Tears. Tears brings deliverance. So if your neighbor sitting to your right or left starts crying, don't throw your arm around them and stop their deliverance. Let God do His work. Let God do His work. Remember, if I'm not looking to the left or right, I'm looking at God. I'm getting my own way. I may love them, but listen, God loves them more. God loves your husband more than you do. God loves your wife more than you do. He loves your children more than you do. Let God do His work. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I agree that confusion and the evil work that came through strife has to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, please. Would you bring me a water? Please. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Go. Come on. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I renounce. Sensual earthly wisdom. And command that spirit to go. Take a deep breath. Go. 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 Let him go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, we see people come, not just elsewhere. There's some very smart people that keep trying to figure it out instead of just believing. Honestly, it's a simple message. There are some things that can be called mysteries in the Bible. They don't have anything to do with how you behave and how you walk your life out. If God says do it, do it. If He says don't do it, don't do it. He says it's bad, it's bad. He says it's good, it's good. Just because our feelings don't agree doesn't mean God's Word isn't true. A man named Smith Wigglesworth, they asked Smith if he ever had a bad day. He said, Smith doesn't get that choice. I got control of my soul. I choose to be a grump or choose to be happy. Say, I don't want to be a grump anymore.
I don't want to be a grump anymore.
Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. 5:13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. 5:24. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? How many want to oppose God? Anybody here? So, if I agree with the world, listen, we got stuff going on in our nation, and listen, we should be on God's side, period. God's side. Period. There are Christians that follow God in almost every way out slandering people that are blind. Hear me? Slandering blind people. Lost people. But if I slander a blind, listen, I may not agree with them. I don't have to agree with them. But I don't have to slander them either. And if I slander them, I'm just as simple as they are. Hear me? How many would have liked God to have given you what you deserve?
No, thank you.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I want to come out of friendship
with the world.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So I renounce the spirit of this world.
The spirit of this world.
Even the spirit called cosmos.
Even the spirit called cosmos.
and command those spirits to go.
Take
a deep breath. Let them go. Come on out. Come on. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. 11-12. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Exodus 32:25. Now when Moses saw the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent for wickedness.
I repent for wickedness.
Evil intent.
Evil intent.
An evil heart.
Evil heart.
Evil heart of unbelief.
Evil heart of unbelief.
Violence.
Violence.
Corruption.
Corruption.
And I command these spirits to go.
And I command these spirits to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, deep breath, let them go. Come on, loose them. Loose them. Go, 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 go. Manifest. Come on, come out now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out of God's people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. David, King David, explained our problem perfectly in Psalm 51. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The truth is, every single human being is born in iniquity. Every one of us is born capable of doing the worst things imaginable. If you ever would have gone into a prison, let me tell you something. Those poor folks, they make bad choices, granted, okay? But if you hear their stories, most of them never had a shot. Now, I just said earlier that, you know, the devil can't make you do anything, but I'm going to tell you, when there's no daddies, or there's beaten daddies, or there's mamas, terrible things done to these people, and they're all demonized, and there's been no deliverers. Jesus is the deliverer, but you know he works through people. So they may need to be in that prison, but we need to have compassion. Compassion. And in a grateful heart that I wasn't born where they were born. I teach a teaching on unholy judgment, and when I teach on that unholy judgment, and I'll say this to you, listen to me. If you judge another human being as if you could not do what they're doing, if you were born of their parents and their ancestors and then lived their life, I'm going to tell you the truth, whatever they do, you would do the exact same thing. You would do... The one that's done those ugly things to you. If you were them, you'd done them to you too. Hear me? So if you won't let it go, you'll never be free. Now all of that was bad news. Bad news. We're born into a mess. But there's great news. Good news. Wonderful news. The good news of the gospel. We can repent for our sin and turn to Jesus. We can become born again from above. We can become new creations in Christ Jesus. We can receive the free gift of righteousness gained by grace through faith alone. We can follow our Lord's instructions to take up our cross and follow Him. We can die daily. We can choose to sow to the Spirit, not to the flesh. We can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, and love not our lives unto death. We can return good for evil, bless our enemies, and pray for those that despitefully use us. We can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Even in our weakness, He is made strong. He has not left us as orphans, but has given us the mighty Holy Spirit of God to help us. He is our comforter, our counselor, our teacher, who leads us into all truth. He points us to Jesus and draws us close to our Heavenly Father. He indwells us and causes us to cry out, Abba, Abba, Father. For those that will, Jesus will baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire, which is power from on high, to live more than a natural life here on this earth. Good news, indeed. Good news. He's a powerful God. Say, Lord,
Lord,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
If by my actions,
I have denied your power.
Now with his help, let's go back to these unholy works. Let's choose today to turn from what destroys and turn unto life. Understand that every work of the flesh has demons that work with them. Matter of fact, if the flesh is being crucified, the demons can do nothing. Well, if I had a spirit of anger come upon me because you said something ugly to me, and I turn around and I say, Lord, bless me. I just crucified my flesh because the natural man wanted to jump.
Yes.
How about if you see something you ought not see, and instead of looking at it, you turn your head? How about if you walk by the donut box and leave that alone?
Come on.
Don't eat that extra tamale.
Come on.
Come on.
Yep.
Where do you need to die? They may never quit tempting us, but their works can be destroyed. Romans 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Paul talking. What shall we say? Are we to remain in sin in order that God's grace may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, and therefore with Him, by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by His glorious power of the Father, so we too might live and behave in the newness of life. For if we have become one with Him by sharing a death like His, we shall also be one with Him by sharing in His resurrection. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That I'm dead with you. Buried and resurrected in the new life. We know that our old self was nailed to the cross with Him in order that our body of sin might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. For when a man dies, he is freed, loosed and delivered from the power of sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Because we know that Christ, the Anointed One, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over Him. For the death He died to sin once and for all. And the life that He lives, He is living to God. Say, Lord, I want unbroken fellowship with You. 11, 12, and 13. Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken, but alive to God. Let not sin, therefore, rule as king in your mortal bodies to make you yield to its cravings and be subject to its lust and evil passions. Do not continue offering or yielding your bodily members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer and yield yourself to God as though you have been raised from the dead to life. And your bodily members to God, presenting them as instruments or implements of righteousness. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I present me to You
as
an instrument
of
righteousness. Now, if you'll pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for all sins. I repent for all bitterness and unforgiveness. I repent for all unholy judgments and confess them as sin. I renounce these sins of my ancestors and mine, and thank You. These iniquities are removed from me by the blood of Jesus. I thank You, Lord, for stripping the demonic armor from the enemy, as I confess all the unfruitful works of the flesh that I have walked in. I confess my ancestors' works as unholy as well. I command now all the blocking and hindering spirits of my deliverance to be gone
Begone.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus,
for destroying
the works of my enemy. I bind the strong man assigned
against me,
along with all mind blinding, heart binding, and deaf and dumb spirits now. And thank you, Lord, for whatever means you use to deliver and heal me. I call on the name of the Lord, who is Jesus of Nazareth, and am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. And
amen.
Now take a deep breath. All that from unforgiveness and bitterness, let them go now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Take a deep breath. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Say, Lord, if it's in me,
I want it out.
In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. I strip that armor in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every blocking spirit, hindering spirit, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Heart blinding, mind blinding. Go, go, go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. Let them go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. One more deep breath. Come on. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Let's look at some of that rotten fruit. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. First four in this list involve sexual sin.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.